This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's get to free roll here. So remind me here. It's been a while since I've done free roll. So remind me, we're going to start off with the National League East.
Right. So all six baseball divisions, if we had $100 to spend right now at the current prices, what would we spend the $100? How would we allocate it? Could put all $100 on something, 50-50, 80-20, yep. Could bet on all five teams, which would make no sense whatsoever, and you would just lose money. Could do any of that stuff. And I think the good time, you know, Friday, only one day game, everybody playing tonight, NBA kind of, you know, in a little bit of a lull. We have basically one important NBA game. We'll do that in the power hour, obviously, Lakers-Blazers, which has a lot of significance tonight. Aside from that, really good kind of time to reset and do baseball. So NL East is up first. I think you have the odds there too, right, Moose?
Yeah, right now the NL East, the Mets are plus 115, the Braves are plus 180, Phillies are plus 400, the Nats are plus 700. They're taking on the Yankees in the Bronx tonight, and the Marlins are 50-1.
And most funniest thing by far, there's one team in this division with a positive run differential. And it's the team Marlins. It's the team that's 50-1 to win the division. Yeah, that's what I mean. Just incredible.
I mean, it's crazy.
And but that's this season. Do you remember a year like this where nobody's good right now? Nobody.
No, I don't. No.
I mean record-wise. Like, there are good teams. Yankees are good, Dodgers are good. We think the White Sox are probably gonna be good. Braves are pretty good eventually. Padres are good.
Yeah.
But like this, I mean, nobody's winning more than 60% of their games even right now. If my 100, and I want to rope in the FanGraphs projected records here, because usually you'll see the futures odds and their projected wins kind of like mirror each other. They have the Mets winning the division by like 8 games right now, projected at the end of the season. It's like the largest difference I've seen between the Mets and the Braves the entire year up to this point. So kind of interesting. And that was where I was going to put my $100 to. Mets, Carrasco, Thor come back eventually. Have seen nothing from anybody else in the division to make me think they're better. So all 100 Mets would be me in that free roll situation, Moose.
Yeah, I agree with you. I take the NL East. In the NL East, I take the Mets plus 115. A little update on Carrasco. He's not going to be back. The earliest he can be back in the Met rotation would be May 31st. He got placed on the 60-day IL. He had a little bit of a setback coming back from that hamstring injury. Thor thrown from 90 feet. They expect him back at some point, middle part of the summer. So I wholeheartedly agree. Even though the Mets' offense has struggled, Canada, the rotation is legit. And I think the offense will come around. Lindor will come around. You give me $100, I'd put him on the Mets right now at plus 115.
Yeah, I mean, second in the division still. Like, despite, imagine all the things that have gone wrong for the Mets. And, like, they're not behind anybody. Like, they're just right in the thick of it. Everything's gone wrong.
We'll continue our game of free roll through the West, the Central, and the National League, the AL as well. It's You Better You Bet on this Friday on the BetQL Audio Network.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
Talking a little baseball, third and final segment of our number one, a game of free roll as we're running through the MLB divisions. We already did the National League East. $100, who you put it on right now? The Mets, both Ken and I are in agreement at plus 115. All right, Ken, let's jump over to the National League Central right now. The Cardinals are plus 120. The Brewers are plus 125. The Reds are plus 650. The Cubs are 10-1, and the Pirates are 100-1.
Yeah, I think this is one of the divisions where I would get pretty wacky, and I think when I try to kind of simulate the rest of the season or look at team ratings based on starting pitchers, and then I also look at sites like FanGraphs, projected record the rest of the season, what I kind of see is, okay, like the order is correct. Like the Cardinals and Brewers right now would be the most likely division champions. But what's the difference between them and the two teams behind them? Is it that significant? Are the Cubs going to be bad enough that they're going to sell everybody? Right now, I don't think the answer to that is yes. Can the Reds add a player? Can the Reds kind of turn into something different? Obviously, like, hit extremely well the first part of the season, which led to some success, and haven't been quite as good. But I just, when I look at this division, all I think is the margin between the four non-Pirates teams is almost zero, honestly. So it's like, well, who should you bet? Be like, the team with the longest odds, like if they're that separated by a lot. So if I had to bet this market right now, I think I would go 50 on the Reds plus 650 and 50 on the Cubs at 10-1. Like, yes, the most likely outcome is the other two teams, but by a micro, you know, by half a win, by a full win, maybe. And that's it. If you have, four teams are going to win about 82 games, 83 games, then I think they're all going to kind of end up mixed up. And if I get the two with the longest odds, I think I get a pretty good chance of cashing a good ticket.
Yeah, I think it's good logic. I think it's fair logic. You and I are kind of in agreement. I'm not splitting the 50. I'm going to take the 10-1 on the Cubs.
And put don't blame 100
there. I mean, that's where I would go. I mean, yes, I look at the Brewers rotation. I look at the St. Louis Cardinals, even though their series against the Mets made your eyes bleed. How awful.
I think the Cardinals stink, by the way.
Yeah, I don't think they're.
I mean, they don't stink, but like
they're not that good.
I resent the notion they're the favorite and they're plus 120 to win the division. Yeah, I agree. I think that's insane. I just think that's crazy.
Right. I mean, you think about it, the Cubs at 10-1. You mean to tell me they can't win the division? I would say I think they can. Even though there weren't high expectations coming into the year, I would take the Cubs to put my $100 on the Cubs at 10-1. All right, let's jump out to the National League West. The Dodgers right now, even though they're scuffling along, they're still minus 400. The Padres are plus 250. Your division leading San Francisco Giants are 22-1. The Diamondbacks, who are in Citi Field in Queens tonight to take on the Mets, they're 100-1. And the Rockies are 150-1.
I mean, this is a tough one, man. Because there's a part of me that just wants to be like, Giants, let's just root for this for like another month or so and like hold this insane ticket where you're in first place in the division. I mean, realistically, I think you have to put the money on the Dodgers or the Padres. And I think, at these prices, I think the bet right now is San Diego. If you're telling me that, and we've done this on the show before, like Dustin Mays starts the rest of the year they're going to go from 65-70% win probability to sub 60, 55%, depending on who's throwing. Like, it's a team. I thought we've had a couple guests on this week that have done a really good job explaining this. A team with insane depth that has somehow completely run out of depth, basically. Like, their strength has now been completely worn away because of the amount of injuries that they've had, how many players they've been forced to use. And so, cool, like, it's great that they had this depth because otherwise they'd really be in a lot of trouble. But now their margin for error is basically gone in a situation where, I think it'll be very interesting to see, like, if the Padres can kind of stay close to them. It's so funny, like, FanGraphs projections is wild, and I don't totally agree. They have both teams finishing with an identical record right now, which I still think the Dodgers are more likely to finish with a better record. But I just, if, again, had to bet it, I would love to tell you about the Giants and like they can do it and it'll be really fun. But again, it's still, what are we, like 30 games into the season right now? Yeah. Like, I don't want to tell you to do that. So if I had to bet, I think I'd bet the Padres.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I've got some San Diego futures, so I like the Padres coming into it. Didn't expect the Dodgers, as Ken was running through, you know, Dustin May going out, Tommy John surgery, done for the season, never envisioned. They do have greater organizational depth. That depth is clearly being tested. I'm all over the Padres at plus 250. I mean, that's where I would go. I think San Francisco is going to start to show its warts. I'm not telling you the Dodgers can't win the division. I just look at the value. I mean, the Dodgers at minus 400 right now is ridiculous. But I would take the San Diego Padres right now, Ken, at plus 250. All right, let's jump over to the American League. Let's start with the East. The Yankees right now, who scuffled out of the gate 6-11, they've rallied here, played a lot better, 10-5 in their last 15 games. Yankees are minus 125. The Red Sox, who have surprised many, plus 400. The Toronto Blue Jays, who June 1st, they'll be playing their games, home games, moving from Dunedin up to Buffalo, New York. They're plus 400. The Rays are plus 500, and the Orioles are 80-1.
I mean, I know this seems chalky. So NL Central, I was willing to take a bunch of prices, right? NL West, Padres seems like the valuable bet right now if you had to put $100 in play. I really fail to see how the Yankees are not insanely valuable at minus 125. Yeah. Like, these are actually positions, and Nick and I have done this on the show previously, and it was when they were playing badly, where you and I did this game a couple weeks ago, and the prices, I think, were not identical, but like, and it was the same thought every time. It's just, make a team prove to you that they could ever do it for as long for 162 game season in terms of the teams the Yankees are competing with. There are plenty of teams in other divisions that I think we should be worried about, but I don't believe Boston like whatsoever. I totally don't believe Boston. Toronto has kind of been sneakily, I don't want to call them like a huge disappointment versus preseason expectations, but it's just, I don't think it's what people thought. I don't think it's what the market thought. Their win total got bet up a lot, like closed 88, I think. And, not sure they're going to get there in the entire rest of the season. So for me, Moose, I think has to be the Yankees. I know it's like chalky and, oh, it's the Yankees and whatever, but it's actually much less about the Yankees, and it's more about, like, I can't find another team in the division that I think can kind of hold up and win 90 plus games.
Yeah, I agree with you. I take the Yankees minus 125. I think the lineup obviously has turned a corner a little bit. Stanton has been unbelievable. The yep. starting rotation, you know, Ken, that's the big thing. When we talked about the Yankees a couple weeks back, the concern I had was how little length you were getting out of the rotation for the Yankees. You're getting it now. Outside of Gerrit Cole, Domingo Germán is giving them length. Corey Kluber is giving them length. Jameson Taillon, I don't know, it's only five innings, but Jordan Montgomery has as well. They were clearly taxing the bullpen early. So I look at the Yankees. I can't get behind the Boston Red Sox. I can't get behind the Toronto Blue Jays, even though they lead all the entire division in run differential at plus 30 right now. And obviously nobody in God's green earth is betting the Baltimore Orioles. So, right. Yeah, I agree with you. I'd take the Yankees minus 125. I just don't see the other teams holding up. We might have a debate about whether or not the Yankees can win the World Series, but of these right. other teams that they're going up against, I just think it's the Yankees going to prove to be the class of this division.
Yeah, I totally agree, and I think where you get into an interesting argument is, like, what if they end up facing the team that they just faced, you know, the last three games, basically, in the Astros, which was a very compelling series for a regular season series, and had a lot of theatrics, and you had Altuve yesterday in the day game, and it looked like it was, I mean, Cole's on the mound, and I know he didn't pitch great from, like, a stuff standpoint. Like, he's on the mound in the seventh inning, and I'm like, oh, this is just going to end 3-1. Like, this game's over. Alvarez homers again, and then the wheels completely fall off. So, and Altuve obviously hits a ball, like, you know, a foot taller than he is, basically. So, there was just, that series was very interesting. I think that kind of showed you. I've been on the Astros like since the season started. Like, bye, 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 bye. I think there's a version of them that's way better than everybody in their division. We'll get to that in a second. But I kind of agree with you. The Yankees, the funny thing is you talk about Taillon and Montgomery and like, oh, we have all these questions about Kluber and these starters and like, you know, how is this all going to fit together? Even these questionable starters, like, put this against the other teams in the division. I'll take the yeah. questionable starters over some of these guys. Like, I mean, you know, the Red Sox need Nick Pivetta to be like Pedro this year in order to have a chance. And he's been really good so far. But like, look at what the other teams are asking these pitchers. Yeah. Like the Blue Jays need Robbie Ray to pitch 200 innings this year. And it's like, I don't think this is going to happen. So, you know, even if we have all these questions about the Yankees and they should be asked and they're legitimate questions, like, I just, then tell me who you like in the division, right? That's kind of all it ends up being is just, okay, find me the horse that can beat the favorite. And sometimes there just isn't one.
No, there isn't one. And I don't think there's another horse in here that's worth backing in the American League East. All right, let's jump over to the Central, Ken, right now. The White Sox are minus 143, even with all their injuries, and Tony La Russa. Yeah. Twins are plus 375. Cleveland is 5-1. Royals plus 550, and the Tigers are 100-1.
And Twins lost again yesterday, another one-run loss for them. And I think I saw a stat where they 0-8 in extra inning games, something yeah. completely improbable, and that you would never, ever, ever. Dodgers have been bad in extra inning games too, I think. And I just keep kind of waiting. Like, all right, I mean, the likelihood you would get to extra innings and lose every game is low. It would be a low likelihood that would happen. It's a little improbable, and you know, not that it can't happen, but just, you know, it's very, very, very unlucky. The problem is, like, what happens in a month when they're 10 back, right? Like, what happens? I mean, as much as I like Minnesota and as much as the White Sox seem like a favorite you want to try to beat, right? They are incompetently managed and have suffered two very significant position player injuries. God, I mean, it seems like a favorite you want to try to fade. My struggle, Moose, here is...
I can't find the team.
Where do I put the money? Right. Like, I mean, Cleveland blasts Kansas City for four games. I mean, absolutely, like, embarrasses them almost for parts of that series. Is it really Cleveland? I mean, again, this is the one I struggle with the most, and we've done that when we do this exercise. I've been Minnesota. Okay, like, I'm kind of in. Like, I think I'm still Minnesota in this situation. If you had to make a bet, like, you could also just be White Sox if you really wanted to be at this point. But I still think it's one of those two. And you know, but I do struggle with kind of where to put the money in this. What did you come up with for the AL Central?
Yeah, I went with the Twins. I mean, I did at plus 375. I mean, La Russa's incompetent. He really is. And then you mentioned the two injuries that they suffered position player-wise. I know they're 11-19, and I know, and you mentioned all the extra inning losses. I do think those averages, it'll come back. I mean, I do. If you're asking, I just can't bet the White Sox at minus 143.
Right. The Twins should score more. Like, Twins should score more than everybody in the division by a mile now. I mean, right. The run score should be staggering.
So I'm going to take Minnesota at plus 375. I can't bet Cleveland. I don't believe in Kansas City, and Detroit's not really worth having a conversation.
How many wins the division this year in the AL Central? How many wins? 84?
80. I was going to say 85. I was going to say 86.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be disastrous. It's going to be bad. It's going to be awful.
Let's get to one more, Ken. Last one. AL West. Astros plus 120. Oakland plus 120. The Angels plus 500. Mariners 25-1. Rangers 100-1.
It's got, you know, I almost want to say bet Oakland and Houston and you're literally never used. I think the Angels have a 0% chance to win the division. I honestly do. And I can't imagine how their price is still like this. Like, Trout and Ohtani have had two of the most impressive months of offensive baseball in the history of the sport. And they lose every game. Like, it's unbelievable. Like, what happens when they hit 300? What happens when they hit 280? Like, what? I don't understand. So I would take Houston over Oakland a lot. I think Houston is much more likely to finish with a better record. But we're getting to a point where, like, if the Angels are going to keep sitting with this price and you can get 120 on both teams, I mean, I know it's a tiny return. Like, how do you lose? How do you lose betting Houston and Oakland still with the ability to profit off of either one of them winning the division? It's crazy. So there you go.
I'd split it 50-50 between the two. It's You Better You Bet, BetQL Audio Network.
From pro basketball to Nikki football, soccer bets, and so much more, we've got you covered. It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.